For any sized gift before Ash Wednesday, February 22nd, we'll send you my 2023 Lenten devotional booklet. Make a secure online donation at thewordendures.org or make your check payable to The Word Endures and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And we'll send you my new devotional booklet for Lent.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
So, people loved by God, it is never enough, ever, to show Satan the door and then to have your life straightened up. Not if Jesus himself is not living in that house, in that soul. It's his presence in you that fulfills what you were made for. And without it, well, you and I are just begging for the demons to come right back in.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the Gospel of St. Luke.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. Well, last study we began with the mute man, whom Jesus freed by driving out the unclean spirit that had held his mouth shut. The people were amazed, delighted, and they marveled. But not all of them. Some of them started the rumor that he was doing these miracles with Satan's help. Others wanted proof from heaven. Please, like this wasn't just proof from heaven? And Jesus dispatches the illogical nonsense about civil war and domestic strife in the devil's domain. No way, no how. Satan's troops are marshaled, aligned, and disciplined. No. Jesus is disrupting their kingdom by nothing less than the very Spirit of God. He is, after all, the King of the kingdom, who has shown up to deal with the strong man, with Satan, who has humanity sort of all locked up in his control, by believing the lies which he loves to spread. Above all, the lie that God is against you somehow. Jesus is proof positive that God has held nothing out on you at all. He loves you, even to his son's death on the tree. Which is how, by the way, Jesus will prove himself stronger and destroy forever the lies of Satan. Jesus is clear. To be against him, to try to divert people from their good shepherd, that is to scatter the sheep and leave them at the mercy of the infernal wolf. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 24. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest. And finding none, it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts at which you nursed. But he said, Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke 11, verses 24 through 28. Let us pray. Lord God, bless your word wherever it is proclaimed. Make it a word of power and peace to convert those not yet your own and confirm those who have come to saving faith. May your word pass from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the lip, from the lip to the life, that as you have promised, your word may achieve the purpose for which you sent it. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So, you're ready to ponder today's passage together? Let's get into it. Verse 24. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and finding none, it says, I will return to my house from which I came. Have you ever thought how very many things we'd have no insight on at all if Jesus hadn't explained them to us? I've pointed out before that it really is from the lips of Christ that you first learn the full horrors of hell. It's from Jesus' lips that you learn the most about your enemy, the devil. And it is from Jesus' lips that we come to understand something of what it's like for the demon when it is expelled from its human host. We'd know nothing of all this without Jesus. So Jesus tells us why the demons resist being driven out. They are like parasites curled up inside the human host where they can thrive. But to be sent packing immediately puts them in a place of great torment. Jesus uses the image of passing through a desert, not being able to find water or even a rock to hide you from the relentless sun. They have no rest after being expelled. And he warns us that once expelled, they will seek reentrance into their former home. And that's what Jesus says the demons call the human host, my house. Think about that. It's terrifying. The demon feels robbed of its rightful possession and so sets about to see if it can re-enter. Now, what's next here is even more fascinating. Verse 25, and when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Now, St. Luke does not include here something which St. Matthew does. In Matthew 12, verse 44, we find empty, swept, and put in order. But even though Luke doesn't include the empty, I do think it may be implied. However, by leaving it out, he shifts the emphasis to the house being cleaned up and straightened up. I think the picture here is of a person whose life maybe was a wreck before, maybe addicted to alcohol or other drugs, pointless and drifting, maybe living in their own perpetual pity party and such. By dint of effort, they put things slowly and surely to order in their lives. They dump the drink, they learn to save some, they're exercising, they fix their diet. In general, they just become really better by shaping up. Life is better. But watch out. The demon will happily move back into that house, and when he comes, he won't come by himself. Verse 26. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. So, to use the analogy I've been using, if he gets you by pride, what does that matter to the devil? If having your life together and no longer a wreck opens a crack in your soul for him to slip into, he'll slither in. He'll happily have you looking down your nose at everybody else whose lives are not so nicely put together as yours. And you don't even notice the nasties that have come creeping back and that are even worse. There's a reason pride is thought of as the chief of the seven deadly sins. So go back for a second to the empty that Luke didn't include. I do think it is implied, because you know as well as I do, that no matter how together your life is, when Jesus is the guest in that life, he never leaves room for pride. Rather, with him, there is always the consciousness of our own sin and our own failings. With Jesus there, when the demon comes knocking, Jesus opens the door, and the demon turns tail and runs shrieking. So, people loved by God, it is never enough, ever, to show Satan the door and then to have your life straightened up. Not if Jesus himself is not living in that house and that soul. It's his presence in you that fulfills what you were made for. And without it, well, you and I are just begging for the demons to come right back in. That's why when we baptize babies, it's never sufficient that we stop there. No. We must raise them in the word, lead them to the supper, fill their little houses full with Jesus. Verse 27. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." This seemingly comes out of nowhere, but it's amazing how well it ties to what we just heard. The woman is delighting in Jesus' teaching, and she blesses the womb that bore and the breast that nursed this amazing man and gave him to us. It's understandable. But Jesus never was big just on the fact that Mary was his mama. So he adds, verse 28, but he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Now, please, please do not hear that as him dissing his mother. Nothing could be further from the truth. Hear it instead as Jesus saying, hey, you know what's remarkable about my mom? Let me tell you. Not the fact that she conceived and bore me. I mean, that's amazing, awesome, great, and all, a virgin conceiving and giving birth. But what's really great about my mom is this. When she heard the word of God, she kept it. You want to bless my mom, but my mom invites you into her blessedness. It's the same blessedness her cousin Elizabeth spoke of when I was in utero and she visited her. Remember? And she exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came into my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. You catch it right there at the end. She believed the word spoken. She held it tight. And again, Luke 2:19. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. She kept the word, wouldn't let it go, held it tight. And again, Luke 2:51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. Again, even things she didn't understand, she held them as a treasure in her heart. She kept them there until the day that St. Luke sat down with her and asked her to give the treasure she'd been holding in her heart to all the world. And she did. She told him. Thanks be to God, she told him. Now, do you see how this ties with the empty house? Your house will never be empty when you're holding and treasuring the words of Jesus. He himself gave you this promise, John 14:23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Keep the words of Jesus, people loved by God, and you will know the love of Father and Son, and their home will be, well, you. And then no room for pride, no room for Satan at all, just sheer amazement that the Creator of all wants to live in you and have you live in him. Now, that's where we're going to hit our pause button today. Next up, Jesus will talk about how this evil generation, we'll need to unpack that, hankers after a sign and how it's not going to get one except the sign of Jonah. Jonah, say what? Jesus says, just like Jonah became a sign to Nineveh, so he, the Son of Man, will be to this generation. He says the Queen of the South, that would be the Queen of Sheba, will rise up and condemn this generation because she traveled so far and so long to hear Solomon's wisdom. And manifestly, something greater than Solomon is here now. And similarly, the Ninevites will rise up and condemn this generation because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, much to his chagrin, you might recall, and a greater prophet than Jonah has shown up in Jesus of Nazareth. I had a vicar who once explained to me the full marvel of this, and I'm still in awe of his speculation on it. He asked, so what if Jonah died in the belly of the fish, and then God raised him from the dead? I was like, mind blown. Yes! That might be exactly why Jesus returns to Jonah again and again. Till next time, people loved by God, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.